Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, and people helping people, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, styling school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Janice Raddick, she's a medical contact writer. She's the editor of Lower Extremity Review, which is celebrating their 15th anniversary. And MVP Parent Magazine, she returns along with Lou Vickery, the former Yankees and Cardinals pitcher. He was a radio host with Lou in the Morning, and we had our Sports Doctors In segment with him once a month for like 3 years. And he's a multiple book author. Then the Sports Doctors In with some Dr. Bob Wisdom. Your emails. Janice Raddick, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
Janice, give us some background on yourself, the world of medical contact writing, and your associations with Lower Extremity Review.
Sure. I've been doing medical writing for more than 30 years. I started with the American Diabetes Association, and then I went and worked for the Surgeon General for a couple of years. Then I was the editor of the journal Geriatrics and ended up now as the editor of Lower Extremity Review, which kind of combines all of my background with fitness and nutrition and aging and balance issues. So it all kind of culminated in a good spot for me.
Yes, some really powerful areas, you know, whether it's the scourge of diabetes. My colleague, one of my initial podiatric school instructors, Dr. Larry Rubin, who's the founder of LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Network, and the whole world of aging, the incredible inclusion. You guys helped initiate it. The tremendous attention to fall prevention. Again, like you mentioned, the word balance, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, it's such a such a key topic. And, of course, our friend Rich Dubin, the publisher, all these years, the world of podiatry, the biomechanics, and Lower Extremity Review, putting together some really solid evidence-based information, which is what you guys really pay attention to, isn't it?
To focus on is what does the evidence say to our role is to help, you know, community practitioners understand the literature because it's not always at the same level. So we like to help with that translation for the clinical side. We also know that we talk to a lot of patients on our website. That's not really our focus, but we know that they get information from us. So we try and make sure that what they're hearing from us is evidence-based.
Well, especially in this day and age of social media and the internet and the ability to sometimes get misinformation or faulty information. And, you know, your audience, the professionals, you know, podiatry, orthopedics, physical therapy, massage therapy, chiropractic medicine, all are in your audience, aren't they?
Yes. We speak to the entire team that takes care of the lower extremity. That's what makes LER unique, is that we're the only book that crosses all of them. And we try our focus is collaborative care.
Yes, and that's why I would sing as a, you know, sports podiatry, I would sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone, for the past, longer than your 30 years in one regard or another, and the understanding of all these related areas, you know, the world of biomechanics, how the muscles and joints function together and in synergy, and the importance, again, at the bottom line, which is, can we prevent so many different problems, overuse injuries, and can we help educate the professions to pay attention to the latest information, get good collaboration for everybody? You know, Janice has collaborated with various articles with myself at LDR over the years, everything from the hoverboard to the challenges of youth sports. We've worked together in the world of pickleball. When you and I wrote a little bit about pickleball, the medical profession didn't know how to spell it in 2021.
Yeah, and so, that has changed dramatically since 2021.
The article in 2021 was that pickleball is physical, everybody. And again, because you had seniors going, hey, man, I've got to get out there. And we saw all sorts of problems with injuries at the lower extremity, to say the least, and the fact of the importance of that's why we had to do the update, because the fact that it had become the fastest growing sport in the country when it's not all that many years ago, nobody even heard of it. But you guys are educators, and it's interesting that you have lots of patients who check in with you. I'm not surprised with that at all. But as an editor, when you're looking to decide what to publish and interact with all the different individuals that write, that's a real challenge, isn't it?
Oh, that's what makes it fun, is figuring out whose voice is going to break through and what is the information that they have to share. That, I think, is the beauty of, you know, that's what's been my passion for the last umpteen years, is making sure that the people that we work with are well informed and communicate. We help with that communication message. Things like the pickleball, injuries have increased ninefold in the last 10 years because the sport has grown so dramatically. And, you know, 5 years ago, it was kind of a cult. And now it's mainstream. There are companies that make socks for it. There are companies that make shoes for it. If you go to your average shoe store, you're inundated with pickleball paddles and backpacks and water bottles.
You think about racquetball, you think about tennis. You know, most people who are playing tennis, almost all of them, in their 70s, God bless us, are played for as youth. And played early on, and that was one of the interesting parts. Even racquetball had that kind of history. Pickleball was nowhere near, but yet pickleball is the same kind of movement, you know, changing direction, stopping, lunging, pushing, et cetera. So this is why a lot of my orthopedic friends, where we would see, and my podiatry friends were seeing physical therapy, again, these tremendous increases in the injuries like we had talked about. What's the best site, people, for the magazine, Janice, for people to find out about the LER?
For the magazine is lermagazine.com.
Also, you know, there's been some great, exciting stuff over the past few years. The quarterly MVP parent that we were very excited about. I've had an article in that, those issues on and off called The Sports Doctors In. You know, so Rich, of course, being the sports parent that he is, you know, we just had to jump back into the world of youth sports, you know?
We did. Unfortunately, MVP Parent is on hiatus right now, but we hope to bring it back next year.
Yes, an intelligent hiatus. There's so much going on, you know, with the virtual seminars that Rich is in the middle of, and, of course, LDR in so many different directions. Than a hiatus. I'm not surprised at all, but especially since LER has always included the same info in so many ways over the years. You know, I've probably written 3 or 4 articles for LER on the challenges of youth sports.
They remain the same, but they tweak. They evolve just ever so slightly as we learn more. Things like the concussion guidelines and return to play after, an ACL injury or an ankle sprain. All of that evolves as the evidence tells us more about what's an appropriate length of time.
Yes. Now, in all levels also, one of the things you guys have included, I call it the mental game. I've talked about the mental side of all of this for decades on The Sports Doctor, and it's great to see such new, tremendous attention, you know, between Simone Biles in the last Olympics, and isn't it amazing? She's back. Incredible. The tremendous attention, Michael Phelps, tremendous attention to the mental side. Now, one of the contributors to my book, Janice, Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports in Houston, is a mental training specialist, and he specializes on post-injury mentally. You know, with these athletes dealing with that side, gee, my career's over, I won't make the team, all these kinds of things. And like nutrition, the mental side of physical medicine has really exploded also, hasn't it?
It has, and there's new concussion guidelines coming out, encouraging, it's coming out from the athletic trainers and I think the Olympic Committee, coming out and talking about helping people understand the ramifications of concussion, but also with that, talking with particularly young people about the pressure to return to play and speaking up on your own behalf if yes. you don't feel you're ready.
Yes, that's a big point. We talk about this a lot. You know, a couple of weeks ago I had Gina Pongetti, who's the Olympic gymnastic movement forever. She's heading to Paris. She's a physical therapist. And again, it's always been a big point, which is, you know, the athletes themselves. And the more talented your son or daughter or young athlete is, the more the pressures are dramatic. You know, again, getting back to the book, Sports Parents, which was the epidemic, it still is, in capital letters, everybody, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, physically and mentally. The pressure, many times. This is why we see the explosion of even over-the-counter medicines, painkillers. Don't you understand, Dr. Wild? My daughter's got to compete next week. Her ankles are killing her. She needs Advil all day. These kinds of challenges. So the educational side, which is one of the reasons why I've always been so excited about my collaborations, and we're involved in another one. We've got the articles that you and I have been working with the about socks, like you talked about before. The whole science of socks and the fact that socks matter is something that you've been looking into big time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have. And what's been fascinating to me about it is what's driven a lot of the innovation is the founders of some of these smaller companies are driven by the fact that they were annoyed that their socks slipped down into their shoe while they were playing. Something every one of us has experienced.
Exactly.
But they have taken it to the next level.
Let alone the support side. The control of motion side, the shock absorption side.
This is one of the things I'm excited about.
Yes. Yes.
Bunions and plantar fasciitis.
The whole idea that the socks can contribute to functional performance and control is a big deal. You know, one of the sponsors of the Sports Doctor, Hurdle High Tech Socks, Hurdle Apparel, you know, Tasha, MIT, where she was involved in, they called it fabric science. Idea, again, of having to use these materials besides to just be something that goes over your feet. So this is why we wanted to be paying attention to this also. And, you know, I've been pushing, as long as you know me, about strengthen those feet and ankles. Right, Janice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Work balance exercises, regardless. And so, 15 years. How long have you been with the magazine?
I've been with LER for 5 years.
Okay. And so you're a big, big part of that whole attitude situation. And it's interesting to see some of these newer areas. Again, like you're talking about, a couple of weeks ago, we had Hillary Loftus with the WOW Foundation working with our wounded. And now they're very involved in the world of again, youth athletics and hyperbaric oxygen and concussions. Youth and concussions, hyperbaric oxygen. We've had guests on from Finland, with Medicortex, with coming up with a saliva test potentially on the sidelines that would be able to tell whether somebody was undergoing concussion. This is a long way from years ago when an athlete would come to the sidelines after he maybe had a head bang and somebody would say, hold up, how many fingers? Okay, get back in there. Times have changed,
exactly.
Haven't they?
Exactly. The innovations have been amazing, and that saliva test could prove to be a game changer.
Yes, Adrian Harrell, who's been a guest of mine over the years, and we've had people from all over the world on the Sports Doctor talking about this tremendous challenge of concussions, and that whole side. One of my latest projects is trying to get these girls lacrosse to wear helmets. It's a tough. Years ago, I tried to get soccer players to wear helmets, Janice. It didn't work. Maybe the next time you're on, we'll have gotten that. I knew the time would fly with you. Jen, give us the best area again with LER to find out about the magazine and all the different work and articles you guys do.
Sure. Our website is LERmagazine, all one word, .com.
Raise a glass, 15-year anniversary, Janice Raddick,
woo-hoo!
The editor of LER. Yes, hold on, Jan. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back Lou Vickery. Lou is a former Yankees and Cardinals pitcher. He's a radio host for years. He hosted Lou in the Morning down in the Panhandle area, and I had a monthly segment, The Sports Doctor's In Gush, for a few years with Lou. He's an author of multiple books. Lou, welcome back to The Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. It's great to be back. Always a pleasure to be with you.
I know you had a little procedure done on that your backhand elbow. How's it going?
Well, I tell you what, it's still a little sore, but I'm still hitting the ball, that fuzzy ball with it. So as long as I can do that, I'm okay, right?
All right. You know, Lou, give us some background on yourself with the Yankees, the Cardinals, and a little bit of your radio host history.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Bob, I am in my 65th year in the workplace. So that starts it. I came out of high school, signed originally with the St. Louis Cardinals, stayed in the Cardinal organization 5 years, and got traded to the Yankees. I went to the Yankees, Dr. Bob.
Wasn't Whitey Ford your pitching coach?
He was. He just retired, and he was the pitching coach. Sure was. And Whitey had a few tricks. Being a left-hander like he was, it was very interesting, some of the little things that he showed me, and it certainly helped. The unfortunate part was, Dr. Bob, I hurt my shoulder that year and never quite regrouped and came back. You know, in those days, you didn't do rotator cuff surgery. You just waited it out and hoped that things got better. But, hey, I didn't break a window pane before the surgery. I was really in trouble afterwards. So it cut short my career. And then I coached a year for the Cincinnati Reds and then decided that I wanted to get in the business world. So I went back to New York. I got involved with Merrill Lynch and spent 5 years with them. I didn't particularly like the brokerage business. It was too confining for me, but I found out one thing there that I could do pretty well, and that was I could do a good job on my feet. So I got involved in the speaking business and ended up doing 29 years of traveling all over the country. I've been in every city with 150,000 people. I've spoken in every one of those, and I had a really great time.
It's interesting. You know, you're about the mental game. It's interesting. You know, we spent, I don't know, probably 3 years together on Lou in the Morning with our monthly The Sports Doctor's In segment. We talked about the challenges of youth sports. We talked about the overuse injuries. We talked about so many of these different topics, including, again, the mental side. And you've written quite a bit about that. Really, in the whole area, whether it was sports or business, this whole motivational side and the mental game, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, I've written books for both sides, both for the business side and for the athletic side. The book I did with Coach Sonny Smith, I wanted to share something very important with you, Dr. Bob. That Friday of this week, we're going to learn what has been done. They are converting that book into a course for young athletes. It's like a course that you would take at college or high school as an elective. And a company called Learn.net.
Yeah, you got to get my chapter in there, Lou. We got to talk about wearing the right shoe and strengthening your feet and ankles. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Lou co-authored the book with the great coach, Sonny Smith, Winning the Head Game, which was, again, all about what we're talking about. And so you've decided to be able to initiate an actual learning side of this in a course involving a lot of the things that you're talking about, both in the book, and But I got to get you to add strengthening balance in the feet and ankles, Lou.
Yeah, on, you're exactly right. Well, I tell you what, it all starts. You and I have talked about this many times. It all starts with the base, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Have a good base.
And you know, when you're talking about again, you know, you made the major leagues, and so often again on the Sports Doctor, we talk about what it takes, whether we're talking with coaches or parents or mental coaches or physical therapists, what it takes to many times start very, very early and, again, stay out of the injury bug problem and also do your best to not get overwhelmed by the mental pressures of playing hurt, overdoing it, getting involved in the problems with teammates or family. And this is all part, in a lot of ways, of the head game, isn't it?
Absolutely. And no question about that. You know, Dr. Bob, any day now we will have a new book. It will be book number 22 in the Vickery Library. It's
wow.
This one is related for salespeople. And real excited about it. I've spent those 30 years that I spent traveling and speaking, most of it was related to the sales end. And so I have a book called, hey, here you go. You ready? Key to Sales Success, Winning the Head Game. So we just reversed the athletic book, and now we use the sales book because, it, you know, there's very little difference to transfer from what you have and learn in sports into life, that you don't know where one ends and the other one begins because they're very similar.
What's the best site people could find out about you and all your books and your work?
Well, they can go to louvickerybooks.com. That's Louvickery, V as in Victor, Ickery books.com. And there, I think there's still like 8 or 10 books that are active at Amazon, Dr. Bob. So they can just Google my name and get a variety of books. I think you and I have talked in the past about A Touch of Gray, which was my only novel, and that's
a
great read.
That was, yes, that was a fantastic book growing up, and international background and how you took that to the major leagues and how it was such a touching story in so many important ways. Wow, I forgot all about that again, A Touch of Gray. Wow. Well,
yeah,
that's an oldie but goodie, right?
Yeah, so we brought it back with a couple of updates and adjustments, but yes, it is. It's still doing great. Just A Touch of Gray is, and this the revised edition, a great, great read.
And what, you know, the story really revolved around you in your adolescence.
Yes, that's correct. You know, the interesting thing, I grew up in the segregated South in the early 50s in Alabama, and turned out that the storyline is between a little white boy and a little black boy being best friends in a time when it was just almost impossible to be that. They grew up only about 100 yards apart, and they're about the same age, so it's really a Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer type story line, and it's all the things these two kids got in together. But it's made a wonderful, wonderful book. And we have been in discussions in the past about movie rights, and we've really been pleased with that. It's just been a great story.
You know, in your collaboration with the great coach Sonny Smith, didn't he coach Charles Barkley?
He did. That's right. Yeah. He was Barkley's coach. And, you know, he was tough on Charles.
I tell you, whatever he did, you know, Charles has become such a superstar in so many areas. It's just really amazing, this guy. And I think, when you talk about your coach and the kind of influence, and I can't remember. Did Charles play 4 years at Auburn this before everybody left early?
Yeah, he did. I think he did the 4 years. And, you know, to this day, he still comes back to Auburn occasionally to visit Mrs. Smith, Jan, Sonny's wife. He calls her mom. So he likes to come down and visit mom. She's been in poor health for several years now, but just, you know, it's great that he does that, because you think about it, how busy as his schedule is, that he'll take time to come and spend some time with her.
You know, a former guest of mine, the great orthopedic surgeon of the New York Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, was just writing about, believe it or not, the 50th anniversary of Tommy John surgery, speaking of elbows. And the topic that you and I talked about a lot over the years with Lou in the Morning, which was, holy cow, you know, they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds and teenagers, which is shocking because of so much of the overuse, just, too much. And he's been a real educator and, you know, these kids trying to strengthen and stay out of trouble. I mean, when you were back in pitching, nobody worked out and lifted weights, but I don't know if the injuries are better or less over all those years.
You know, Dr. Bob, I don't recall ever hearing about that kind of elbow problem. I mean, I know there were guys that would hurt the elbow, but we never had it to the extent that it happens now. It's unbelievable. And,
The emphasis on velocity, you know, it's interesting. As a matter of fact, Ahmad was talking about it. We all thought in sports medicine, for the most part, you know, don't throw curveballs too early, you know, with these kids, and that was the problem. That was the problem. And it ends up, years ago, there was one guy, two guys in all of baseball who threw in the mid-90s. Now there's five guys on every team. And it seems that this tremendous emphasis on velocity. And what was interesting is these doctors talked about a lot of these problems also were not in pitchers, but everybody's bigger, faster, and stronger, you know?
Yeah. You know, if you look at it as a whole today, you're right. And sometimes they have as many as 7/8 on a ball club. But if you'll notice, Dr. Bob, the relievers throw harder than the starters as a general rule. And they can come in and throw some heat for a couple of innings. But starters are usually 4 or 5 miles an hour behind most of the relief pitchers. And I always thought that was quite an interesting observation.
Yes, and again, you know, back to the mental side, whether, again, especially at the professional level and the stress on some of these kids with scholarships, now college sports being turned upside down with, you know, athletes being paid and the transfer portal. Sonny's probably glad that he got the heck out of it maybe soon enough before some of this activity. We're going to talk more about it. We're talking with Lou Vickery, the prolific author of so many books. We're going to talk more about that. We'll be right back. Former Yankee and Cardinal pitcher. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We have our old friend, former Major League pitcher, coach, author of so many different books, public speaker, Lou Vickery, is back with us. Lou, have you thought of getting your dipping yourself back into the radio world in some way, shape, or form?
Well, I tell you what, I thought about it and was offered an opportunity, but Dr. Bob, those early morning shows cut into my tennis. So
I hear you.
Hey, I try to play, you know, a minimum of 4 days a week, and we play early. We're there sometimes before the sun comes up, and as soon as the sun comes over the trees, we warm up and play. So it's 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning when we're out there.
Wow, I'm telling you, you're a champion. And when we're talking about seniors and playing, it's interesting. You know, the great French Open, the great young talent, Alcaraz, and some of the excitement, the fading away of some of the greats, the Federers and the Nadals, and we'll see how Novak Djokovic recovers. And my first guest, the editor of Lower Extremity Review, you know, we updated my article on pickleball. When I first wrote the article on pickleball in 2021, nobody knew how to spell it. They hadn't heard of it. And we were talking about how physical it was, and so many seniors jumping in to play pickleball who just weren't ready for it. Yet tennis was something that people who were playing tennis in 70, 80 years old had been playing it their whole life. In so many instances, in order to stay on the court. I mean, you're in your early 80s, and you're still competing in doubles, aren't you?
That's correct, exactly. Hey, I got to share something with you that happened yesterday. And gee, my nanny, I can't believe I let it slide by. I started a live show on Zoom called What's Your Racket? And we talk about tennis. I had guests that talk about tennis and pickleball. And so if anybody has an interest in that, What's Your Racket? You can. We'd love to have you join us. We're going to have a show, Dr. Bob, on the second and the fourth Tuesdays of each month at 12 o'clock noon Central Time. We had a great show yesterday.
We might revise the Sports Doctor's In segment, okay, when we're talking again about, it's a great title. It's a really witty. I like that a lot, What's Your Racket? And again, everything from, you know, again, what's the right shoe, to the importance of strengthening the lower extremities, to the importance of foot-ankle health, as well as upper extremities. So again, you know, because the goal always is try to prevent problems and enhance performance for those who are interested. So, and again, you know, tennis is, again, one of those sports that we call the prodigy sports, where we have kids specializing very, very early. Many times, you know, we try in sports medicine to recommend these kids play multiple sports, use different parts of the body, et cetera, et cetera. That's great unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or a tennis player or a soccer player where you really want to, you know, you want to specialize. And, you know, you experience that when you're down in the panhandle in the world of baseball where you would see these kids playing year-round. And
that's
right. When we would run into some of these overuse problems. So, you know, I absolutely, we got to pay big attention to the educational side. I'm doing a promo for my participation on your new show, Lou.
I tell you what, you do it because we're going to have you on. We had already talked about you being a guest with us. So I'll discuss that with you privately. Pardon me?
Yes, yes. And the idea, again, you know, the understanding that, you know, the sport of tennis for mental health is the sport that there's the most success, whether it is the, and doubles, and to the world of tennis, whether it is the camaraderie or the physical side, they've made a big deal out of the area of wellness that the sport of tennis shines. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's outstanding, and we need to get you on and make sure you broadcast that real good.
Well, I think it's a side that sometimes people don't realize, you know, the social side. And again, it's always been, you know, I have a contest every year, Lou, on the Sports Doctor, and it's about which sports require the best athlete. And always, tennis gets lots of votes. When you think of a five-hour match, you know, with some of these players, and I go back to my days with John McEnroe in the early 80s, man, and John said, hey, I don't need to work out, Doc. What are you talking about? You know, and now he's, and now he's one of the biggest advocates, the tremendous attention to the physical fitness side of tennis. And that's why every time I was on your show, I would bug you about it to try to keep you in the game, Lou.
There you go. Amen.
Get them orthotics and get those orthotics and Lou's shoes, man, before he steps back on the court. You know what I mean?
Well, I have to uphold the fact of winning the head game. I'm out there. I better win that game because I've written about it. But I tell you, that
the idea of paying attention to that side, the type of training, the late great sports psychologist shared my radio show with me in the 90s, Jim Vickery. And he would talk, so I would drag him along to the Little League meetings we would have with parents, and whether I was talking about using ice and injuries, and he would talk about, you know, parent behavior and the whole mental side. And he would tell sports parents, number one, don't be a critic with your kids, you know, be a good listener. How do you like that for the head game?
Sounds like a winner to me.
But how you've combined that situation with being such a communicator and taking advantage of some of these new technologies. Are you going to jump into YouTube? How do you like that?
Hey, man, I tell you what, there's so much that's happening now around the sports world. And, you know, because of, I think social media has dramatically changed. You know, you don't sneeze now in the sports world and somebody's not reporting on it. So, and I think the kids, it's a whole different era for kids. And you and I have talked about the pressure that's on them with these travel teams. And neither one have been big fans of it because I think it gets too much exposure.
Oh, well, you know, when we started seeing, and I love it, you know, because I love Little League. When you see the Little League World Series on 2 weeks on ESPN, and you see what an extravaganza it is, you could understand what a big deal this is. And sometimes the pressures that are involved. And, you know, we want to remember that fun has to remain in the game for these players. But who thought, Lou, you'd see 6'7", 270-pound shortstops in baseball? So it's a whole new world. You know, I was such a Willie Mays fan. That's why I sent you the picture of my 1954 World Series of baseball. With the passing of Willie Mays. You know, I grew up in New York. There was Willie Mays in center field with the Giants, Duke Snyder in center field with the Dodgers, and Mickey Mantle in center field with the Yankees. What a time that was, Lou.
Absolutely. You know, we had a guy from Alabama on that 54 team named Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yes.
He became a pinch hit jewel, didn't he? I think he had more pinch hit home runs. Well, Polo Grounds wasn't noted for a long right field fence, so he just lifted those long fly balls over that right field fence.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Dusty Rhodes. Yes, like if you hit it 250 down the right field line, it was a home run, but if you hit it 450 into center field, Willie Mays would catch it.
That's true.
In that scenario. And it's really amazing, again, to see, you know, the mixture of some of the traditions. You know, I've had Yogi Berra's granddaughter, Lindsay Berra, and the great Yogi Berra Museum have been guests of mine over the years on the Sports Doctor. And again, you know, Yogi with his 10 rings and, you know, was there some of the great stories and situations with some of these great players. And again, even though you got injured so early in your career, you really were got a chance to live a lot of that. It's got to be a big part of your, whether it contributes to your topspin backhand or not, that I don't know.
No. I actually hit the ball both hands, Dr. Bob, and that's because of that old pitching shoulder. But I've learned to be effective. I tell everyone I'm equally bad with both. But as long as I get it, as long as I'm the last one to hit it over the net play, I'm happy as a lark.
You know, it's funny. One of the great orthopedic surgeons in Philadelphia is Dr. Nick DeNobile. It was also a very serious tennis player and later on in age. So, and I've told them about you numerous times. We got to get you guys together on that court sometime.
I'd love to do that.
Mix it in that regard. And so it's great to see you're playing 4 days a week. How much time have you had to take off with this elbow procedure?
Well, none, actually.
I don't believe you.
we bandaged up and kept on playing.
I was suspicious that you mentioned that earlier in the interview, and I said, I know you had surgery like last week when we were going to do the show, so I did not miss that you really took virtually no time off. Oh, my God, that's a whole other radio show, Intelligent Rest, Lou.
Hey, gosh. Dr. Bob, you know the best part of that is I had the surgery on Wednesday morning, and I had already notified you that we needed to, find another date, and here we are. But I went out and played that afternoon.
That really is. I'm glad you listened to me. If the doctor listens into the show, he's going to be calling you. Dare you? But when you get away with it, it becomes you get away with it in the world of sports medicine in that regard. Lou, you got the racket. Is there a place people can go to find out about your new show, or is it still being put together? Give me the website. Is it Lou Vickery? What's the best site people can find out about you?
Yeah, Lou Vickery 824 @gmail.com. Just drop a message. You'd love to have the link. We'll send the link to you for the show. I don't have it
great.
Right on top of my head.
All right. Hold on, Lou. Hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in, everybody.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We are back. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We answer a few emails. We've got some great guests coming up next week. The co-founder of Hurdle Apparel, High Tech Socks, Tasha Hayes, will be returning. Again, talk a little bit about, we just mentioned it with the first guest, about socks technology and what's gone into some of the new innovations that we're excited about. And then we're going to have Chance Rodriguez with Populate. This is an organization that's all about high-tech software for electronic medical records and the adding of AI into this particular world. So Chance will be returning with us. And on the 10th, we've got podiatrist Dr. Pat McEnany. He's the CEO of the Northern Illinois Foot Specialists, a group of 15 podiatric offices and physicians. So we're excited of having him join us. And whether or not we're going to have Rainbow Siggy skating with us, we will see. You know, it's funny, both guests today, we were talking about my Dr. Bob wisdom, which is the importance of strengthening your feet and ankles. We pay a lot of attention to that in the world of youth sports. It's really a part of a chapter in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, when we're talking about the two exercise philosophies to be mixed in to your son or daughter's sports training, whatever their level, whatever their age, whatever their sport. And A, number one is strengthening the feet and ankles. There's a lot of ways. I'm a big rubber band fan. In order to be able to incorporate these simple exercises, ankles are still the number one injury in sports participation at all ages. And it's funny, initially we were talking about pickleball and some of the challenges involved in that sport. We were talking about tennis today. And there are no two better examples, the importance of strengthening our feet and ankles. Got some emails. Bill says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious Siggy skater. She's doing double jumps. She's been competing, and she skates really 5 days a week. And she was diagnosed with what they call Hagelin's deformity. You know, Bill, it's the deformity is the wrong word. Condition's a better one. Sometimes there's a thickening and enlargement of the back of the heel bone. Sometimes it could fool us in the world of skating because the soft tissue from the rubbing with the back of a boot many times will cause some enlargement of the soft tissue, which is not the bone. When the bone itself is enlarged, it's called Hagelin's. Almost always, this can be controlled with proper control of excessive motion. Orthotics is a great way to do it. We've done it for decades in the world of figure skating and hockey, but also include the boot fitter, bootmaker, punch out the back of your daughter's skates to window that area around that Hagelin's. Very, very rarely is it a surgical problem. If that's the feedback you're getting, get another opinion. Jordan says, my 14-year-old son runs cross country. He's been plagued with problems with shin splints, with shin discomfort. Jordan, the idea is so many shin problems are foot-related. See podiatry. I've been including orthotics for shin splints and runners for decades with great success. So include podiatry along with your physical therapy or orthopedic evaluation. I think that does it. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. See you guys next week. Thanks, everybody.